Right now, it is time for us to take a look at sports. And that means take a look a little bit at baseball, hockey, and basketball. We'll start off with baseball. The Red Sox beat the Mets yesterday 1-0. Now, here is the rub on this game. DeGrom, Jacob DeGrom, just an amazing pitcher. And the Mets, it seems, whenever he pitches, don't score runs. He had a night last night. By the way, his National League ERA, DeGrom, is 0.51. Listen to that. 0.51. The Mets lost the game last night, 1-0. DeGrom has now allowed 2 earned runs all season. One on Wednesday yesterday and the other one on April 10th, and he took a loss on each decision. Since the start of the 2018 season, listen to this, DeGrom has produced a 1.99 ERA in 81 starts. The Mets are 38-43 in those games. This is the 33rd time in his career and third time since 2001 began in which he allowed one run or fewer and didn't pick up the win. It's just an unbelievable story. By the way, in 6 innings, DeGrom picked up 9 strikeouts. That matches Nolan Ryan for the most strikeouts, 59 in total, over a pitcher's first 5 starts of a season. That is simply amazing. Amazing. So, will he re-sign with the Mets? I don't know. The Yankees beat the Orioles last night by a score of 7-0. All right. So we've covered the Red Sox, Yankees, and the Mets. And if you take a look at the standings now for the regular season, in the East, the Yankees are 4.5 games behind the Red Sox. They're now 11-13. They are 6-4 in their last 10. The Red Sox are 16-9. They're 6-4 in their last 10. And switching over to the National League, the Mets are 9-10, 4 games back, and they're 3-7 over their last 10 games. The story about Jacob DeGrom, though, is absolutely amazing, just amazing. Let's go over to the NBA. Yes, folks, there is a Santa Claus. The Knicks won again last night. They downed the Bulls 113-94. All right, 113-94 in yesterday's games. Today, the Nets take on the Pacers. Tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Spurs. And the Nets take on the Trailblazers. On Saturday, I see no action here for any of the teams. On Sunday, the Nets take on the Bucks, the Knicks take on the Rockets, and the Celtics take on the Trailblazers. And once again, the Knicks are now in fourth place, solidly ensconced in fourth place in the East Division with a 35-28 record. 9-1 in their last 10 games. 22-11 at home, 13-17 on the road. So, once again, congratulations to the New York Knicks. The Celtics, meanwhile, hold down sixth place with a record of 33-30. In hockey yesterday, seeing if any of the teams played, because none of this came up on my download that I get in the morning. No local teams played yesterday. Tonight, the Islanders take on the Rangers at 7 o'clock. The Flyers take on the Devils at 7 o'clock. The Bruins take on the Sabres. That game time is also set for 7 p.m. So there you go. That's it in a nutshell. That is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.